Track 4.
Hello, Harry. What a nice surprise. I thought you were too grand nowadays to come to this part of town.
Hello, Granny. I waited till it was dark so that no one would see me. Just joking. Good to see you looking so well, Gran. How are you?
Not too bad. Can't complain. Come in and have a cup of tea. How's that important new job working out?
Oh, it's pretty challenging. Lots of travel, meetings, presentations. I even gave a speech last week.
I'm really proud of you. I always knew you had it in you.
And apart from that, I've been doing some house hunting. I've seen about 20 properties.
Of course, I forgot. You said you wanted to move closer to work. Have you seen anything interesting?
Not yet. Everything I like is out of my price range, it seems.
What kind of place are you looking for?
I'm looking for a cottage with a thatched roof, back and front gardens, a garage, high walls or hedges, no nosy neighbours, thank you very much.
Good Lord, you're not asking for much, are you?
It's always been my dream, Granny. I remember that cottage that you and Grandad lived in when I was a kid. Roses around the front door, the vegetable patch, and I loved the stairs. They were so steep it was really exciting going to bed. I always hated going home again to our boring semi-detached with its tiny front garden. We could hear every word when the neighbours argued.
In those days, Harry, thatched cottages were very affordable. Uncomfortable as well, at least for me and Grandad. Cold and drafty. And we were always worried we'd fall down those stairs. That garden took a lot of upkeep too. But nowadays, a cottage like that costs even more than big detached houses did in our day. It's ridiculous, but that's how it is. Look in your price range, Harry. You youngsters have no patience. That's what Grandad and I had to do. We used to dream of living in a big bungalow with no stairs. But it was a dream, Harry. A dream.
I think things are a little different nowadays, Granny. Nowadays, it's possible to achieve dreams. You wait and see. I'll get my thatched cottage yet. Anyway, where's that cup of tea then?